What's it like being back on the ice? Does it feel good? Like, do you feel like you're back in the groove?
Well, with all new, like, sweatpants to break in, sweat track pants because of the flood, and obviously skates. My feet are a little sore, but it's exciting to get back there and doing what you love. And these prospect camps for me are a lot of fun because the kids are like sponges, and they just, you know, you say jump, they say how high, that sort of attitude. They all want to learn and they all want to impress, and they all work hard, and it's kind of refreshing and fun for me.
You got a lot of big goalies out there. There's a lot of size, hey?
My God. You know, when I played, they considered me a big goalie. Seriously. You know, we had guys that were, Mike Vern, and then the goalies were smaller. And you know, now I would be considered a very small goalie because these guys are sick. Well, Brassois is, what, 6'3". Ordeal's probably 6'1", maybe, and then you got the guys that are 6'4", 6'5", and they're towers out there. You're looking up to these guys, you know. It's kind of intimidating looking way up there.
And yet, it doesn't, I mean, watching Berra and watching Brassois, I mean, they're quick, too. Like, it doesn't seem to take away from that.
That's what's impressive is, you know, they're big men, and they can be so agile, so quick, and athletic. Like, Brassois is a very good athlete. He's in great shape, and, you know, he's not, these guys aren't little skinny guys either, you know, tall, skinny guys. They got some good meat on their bones, and to have that flexibility and agility and quickness on that big frame, that's a very good thing.
Other than Berra and Hoffman, you know the other three pretty well. You've worked with them before, so there's some familiarity there, right?
Yeah, and you know, I spend the first day, I don't want to, you know, be teaching too much. I want to really have a good look at them and say, okay, this is what I see. What's your first impression? And today we kind of went over some stuff that I think, you know, your strengths and weaknesses, and you don't want to overdo it because it's a short camp, but you want to give them something to think about before they get on the ice and to kind of focus on and work at.
What's your first impression of Rito Berra?
Well, again, another big guy at 6'5", and he's a quick guy, and he's got a great battle instinct, second effort on pucks and rebounds. And we were yesterday doing some work before practice. We go 20 minutes on the other ice while the other guys are warming up, and he made some second effort saves. I was like, holy smokes, just get warmed up there, big fella.
Yeah.
You know, don't throw your groin up in section A. And, you know, he was competitive and battled. I really liked that.
And he's older than most of the guys here. So do you see that? Like, is there a maturity level in the way he plays?
Yeah, you know, he's very calm and composed. Obviously, tomorrow when we start scrimmaging, we're going to see more of the mental side of these goaltenders and their mental makeup. But, he's 26. He's the oldest guy at our camp, and he holds himself with a lot of maturity. And, you know, I don't want to say it'd be confidence. He exudes right. confidence, and that's a good thing.
The last time the Flames were in Penticton, I know you were raving about Ortio. You really liked the way that, you know, he worked and the way that he listened to you. And it's been a year for him now in Finland. Now that he's back, what do you make of him this time around?
I've had a lot of people say, boy, has he improved? And I would say he has improved. I think that, you know, everybody was kind of worried because in Penticton, the first game, I think he let in 6 or 7 goals. Everybody's going, oh, my God. And I'm going, you know, let's not panic on this guy. I mean, look, he's a European guy coming over North America. First time they sit back in their net. And that's where he was getting burned. He stands out on the crease. He's out of the net. He's confident. And he's a very, very composed guy, very patient, waits for the shot, very composed, no jitters. And I like that. Right now he's making saves look easy. And that's a good thing when they're not diving across. He's very compact and just making it look easy. And that's what you want out of your goaltenders. That's when they've done some work and they're technically sound.
Does it seem like there's much of an adjustment for him in terms of the big European ice to now being here?
That's always an adjustment, and that's why Berra wanted to come over for this camp. He wanted to get on the smaller ice and get used to it, and you got to appreciate a guy that's going to, you know, he didn't have to come to this camp, and he wanted to, and that's a good sign of a guy that's got some good qualities and wants to get better, and he wants to come into training camp with maybe a little bit of advantage that he wouldn't have had had he not come over for this camp. But that's always an adjustment. It is. The ice surface, the angles... what happens with goalies is you get on that. I know whenever I went on Olympic ice, it was like I was lost in my net because it's a different perception out there. The boards are farther away from you, and you just tend to feel, you might not look lost in your net, but you feel like, where's my net? Where's my net? And it's got to be the same for these guys coming over on the smaller ice. Your angles seem different.
Brassois had a great year once again, a slow start in the Western League, but a great year all around. I mean, do you see more maturity from him?
Definitely, and like you said, definitely the second half of last season. I think, you know, not making the Team Canada was very disappointing for him, but he used it as motivation and really bared down, pulled up his socks, and had a great second half and playoffs. So, you know, that shows maturity, that shows competitiveness, and kind of that attitude is, okay, I'll show you.
Tell me about John Gillies, another big guy, but I mean, he seems lightning quick.
Yes, he is. And again, go back to those big men with quick reflexes. It's something that the game is, that's what the game is now, big goalies, and they're quick and agile. He had a great year last year in college, and I think the maturity in that guy, it would probably be the biggest step that I see from last season to this season. Last season he came in, he was kind of like a kid, and now he's like a young man. And you know, he admittedly wasn't in great shape last year. He didn't go on the ice before he came to camp, and I don't know, these guys are young, and that's why we have these camps, so they can come here and go, holy smokes, I got some work to do. I can't come back next year and not be on the ice before. I got to be in excellent shape. And that's the thing. This gives these guys the experience of what a professional camp is and what it is to be a professional, and how hard work you have to put into it.